Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Shir Spanso Luynishmas Am Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Samich Vov. The one Amud Aleph brings the story with Yana HaMelech. The Yana HaMelech went to war, came back, it was very successful, and he wanted to come and try the Talmidei Chachomim to see if they respect him, because somebody came and was malshe on them that they don't respect him. So the one brings that he put a tzitz bein einov, he was wearing the tzitz. And Rabbi Yudo ben Gadgadio told him he should remove the tzitz. And he told him, Rav loch keser malchus, hanach keser keuno lezar shel Aaron. It's enough for you to have a keser malchus. You don't also have to have a keser kehuna. And the Gemara goes on to explain on Pipshat why they didn't want to be a kohen. But the Marasha over here, very long Marasha, is a fascinating Marasha. And the Marasha says like this, we know that there's three ksarim. There's a keser malchus, and there's a keser toiro, and there is a keser kehuna. The keser toiro is resembled with a tefillin. The tefillin represents toiro. The keser malchus represents the crown of the king. And the keser kehuna is represented with the tzitz of the kohen gadol. Now, brings the Marasha, the Gemara in Eruvin, Gemara in Menachos, that on the head is placed only for two tefillin, which means for two crowns. There's only place on the head for two crowns, not for three. So one could have the keser toira, the tefillin, together with the keser kehuna, the tzitz, so he has place for both. Or the keser malchus, the crown of a king, together with the tefillin. But you can have all three. So the Ish Belial told Yana HaMelech, don't worry about it. Remove the tefillin, and have on your head the Keser Malchus and the Keser Kehuna. And that's what the Gemara says later, referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, but it's the same taino that this person had. He says, don't worry about the Toiro, the Keser Toiro. Harei krucho umunachas bekeren zofis. You don't need to have it on your head. You can put it on the side. And the same way the Gemara later says, that there was that Pikarsus, because Toiro without the human being learning the Toiro, is missing the Torah. It's not really Torah. It's Torah Shemechtav. It's not Torah Shalpeh. You don't have the full Torah. Also, the tefillin. If the tefillin is not in the head of a human being, it's just sitting on the side, it doesn't have a din of a Keser Torah. The Keser Torah is because it's on the head of a human being, on the Adam. Adam is wearing the Keser on him. So that's the mistake of Yana HaMelech. Yana HaMelech thought, I can give up on the Keser Torah and just have on my head the Keser Malchus and the Keser Kehuna. And that is a mistake. Keser Toiro you always have to have in your head. You can have with it either Keser Malchus or Keser Kehuna, and that's the choice you need to do, because you cannot have the Keser Kehuna and the Keser Malchus together. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, in his Sefer Dovrei Tzedek, he has one very, very long piece in the end of the Sefer, over 100 pages. It's one ois on Parshas Achrei Mois. And there he goes on to speak in length about the idea that there is two nekudos, two avoidos that we have in Am Yisrael. You have Toiro and you have Tefillah. Toiro is the human being doing with his seichel, with his avoido. It's a human being doing it. Obviously, you need to connect through that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's coming from the Adam. Then you have Tefillah. Tefillah is the opposite. Obviously, a person needs to daven, but the main thing in Tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the Adam through his Tefillah. So it's really coming from above. So it's two separate avoidas. He goes on there, in part of the Arichus, to say that Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Keser Toiro. He's the one who teaches Toiro. He's the one who brings Toiro to Am Yisrael. The one who represents Tefillah is David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, "Vani Tefillah." David HaMelech is the heart of Am Yisrael. David HaMelech is the one who represents that other side. And he continues on to say, that Kehuna is also, that's the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. Skisiv se koyin ish murdas. The koyin that teaches Torah, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a koyin to a certain aspect. And connected to the koyin, there's the melech. And the melech is the one who's the leiv of Klal Yisrael. Moyach v'leiv. The moyach is the Torah, the moyach is Kehuna. And the leiv is the tefillah, the leiv is the malchus. So Zokar Tzadok, he says, in this world, these two things are separate. You have Moshe and you have David, they're not the same. But lo asid lovoi, they'll come and converge to be one thing. Torah and tefillah, kehuna and malchus will be the same thing. And this I heard from a Rebbe Rav Moshe Pirz itself, that Mashiach is the numeric value of Moshe and David. He's the combination of the avoda of Moshe and the avoda of David the Melech. So says Rav Tzadik, that was the mistake of Yanai. Yanai is in this world. He feels that he could already connect kehuna and malchus, but we're not ready for that yet. So the Chachamim tell Yanai, right now you have malchus, you cannot do kehuna and malchus together. It's two separate avodas. It's either this or that. You have to choose one. Lasid lovoi, they'll connect together. That'll be only Melech HaMashiach. We're not there yet. So that was the main time on Yanai HaMelech, coming, combining together kehuna and malchus, something we're not ready for that, but we'll be ready Be'ezer Hashem, Mimheir Be'aminu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.